The Montana Book Festival is an annual celebration of literary arts which brings writers and readers from all over the country to Missoula, Montana, for a weekend of readings, workshops, and events. On their way to the festival this year, Portland-based poets Jeff Alessandrelli and Hajara Quinn stopped by the Spokane Public Radio studio to talk about their new books and give us a taste of their Montana Book Festival panel titled, Is This Surreal or For Real?
I go for a walk hoping to find an answer key under the tutelage of ancient cedars.
Why do the trees whisper? Thrashing against the brack, they are wildly blinking out leaves.
Jeff Alessandrelli is the author of two full-length poetry collections, including most recently Fur Not Light from Burnside Review Press. And he's the author of five chapbooks, an essay collection on skateboarding and the Notorious B.I.G., and a short poetic biography of the French avant-garde composer Eric Satie. In addition to his own writing, Jeff also runs the vinyl record literary label Phonograph Editions.
An average normal human being blinks 17,000 to 22,000 times a day. 17,000 to 22,000 blinks, which go entirely unnoticed, forgotten before the inevitability of their instant.
Hajara Quinn is the author of Coolth, winner of the Ruth Stone First Book Prize from Big Lux Books. She is managing editor of the poetry press Octopus Books, and works as the program director at the Independent Publishing Resource Center in Portland.
In the dewy breeze, they sway their roughage, patient as pews. At home, I fall open at the centerfold, looking for the next thing that will undivide my attention, like a tusk heaving out of the ocean.
That was Jeff Alessandrelli and Hajara Quinn reading from their new books of poetry just out in the last year. So I mentioned that your Montana Book Festival panel is titled, Is This Surreal or For Real? Talk us through maybe some of the images in the poems you just read and how you're taking something from the real world and trying to move it into the surreal or make it something beyond just objective reality.
I mean, one of the things that I'm interested in my work oftentimes is how I'm very routine-based, and I have a routine that works for me, or sometimes I get annoyed by it, but I kind of need it to essentially function kind of as a human being. But there's all sorts of parts of these rote routines that, for me at least, are boring and mundane. But at the same time, I mean, what I try and do in this book of kind of is analyze them deeper. So in that poem I read, one of the things that I've never thought a lot about is human beings blink 17,000 to 22,000 times a day, which is just kind of bananas, you know? That's a lot of blinking, like if you think about that. So one of the things, I mean, this is the second poem in the collection, kind of making something that people don't often think about that and kind of parsing it for its significance. And then also playing around with the fact that, you know, above us, the cloudscape constant annotates our deaths and loves. So all of these parts of our lives that we sometimes take for granted are at the same time kind of watching us and we're completely immersed in. And we live in a world that is both reality based and also it's completely surreal in a lot of ways. Things that we take for granted now, like you wake up and you check Twitter every day or you do these types of things, 20 years ago, people would not have been able to conceive. And so we're constantly, I think our own realities are, we're constantly catching up with ourselves. And I think that's in the panel something that we're interested in exploring. How what 20 years ago we never would have thought existed, now we take for granted. And 20 years from now, where things are going to be.
I think poetry does that particularly well of pointing out something and making the reader sort of see it in a different way that maybe they hadn't considered before. Jar, do you want to jump in with your sort of take on reality versus?
Yeah. So when I was thinking about this panel and kind of what I was going to bring to it, I don't come to surrealism with like a researcher's eye necessarily, but I was thinking about the, you know, from the French, the prepositional relationship of surrealism to realism, with sur being on, so that, you know, surrealism is kind of always intermingled with realism. And so this poem, I think that I was kind of thinking through a lot of those, like, our daily lives, the routines. You know, the poem starts with going on a walk, but just thinking about the below and on top of realism and surrealism. So thinking about going for a walk while a narwhal is kind of coming up with its tusk somewhere is an incredible, also a fact, like blinking, but that there are narwhals with tusks, and they are, I think at the time I was watching a David Attenborough special, and they do this like socializing thing where they touch tusks in a circle.
And that's happening.
Yeah, that is
right now as we're right. sitting
yeah,
here.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, just that kind of stuff happens. Mm-hmm. And again, we don't think about it. It's something that is totally surreal if you do stop and think about it, but we wouldn't unless it was pointed out to us. Yeah. I've been talking with Jeff Alessandrelli and Hajara Quinn, who are two Portland-based poets on their way through Spokane to the Montana Book Festival. So, let's get a little bit more of the sound of each of your poetry. Do you want to pick another section or poem to read for us?
Sure. This is called Nothing of the Month Club. Studying the bones in a blade of grass, squirms in a cube of ice, Alan's finally begun the major work necessary to finish his novella, I'm a Man of Few Words, None of Them About Myself. He's resigned himself to the cold storage world of America, ever dim. He's committed himself to a constant erection of the heart, ever taut. Living in the moment before dying into the past, living in the moment before dying into the past, living in the moments.
Cool. This sunset is really eating me out is an uncouth phrase I am permitted to say when I'm with you and we've worked through a long summer day and the coolth of the evening is just beginning to break over our foreheads with the crisp of an iceberg lettuce. I love you, and not just because you have sliced the rounth of the honey melon and have brought it to me where I am lying in the long now of the backyard, letting myself go like a yolkth.
That was Hajara Quinn reading her poem Coolth, and before that we heard Jeff Alessandrelli reading his poem Nothing of the Month Club. Jeff Alessandrelli and Hajara Quinn are two Portland-based poets who are in the area for the Montana Book Festival. Jeff and Hajara, thank you so much for being with me.
Thanks.
Thank
so much.
You, Chris.